When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to another episode, guys. So I want to jump right on into this as per usual. Today, guys, I kind of feel led to talk about knowing the value of your energy and kind of spring cleaning. And when I say spring cleaning, I mean that in every aspect. So there's definitely a lot to unpack here, and I hope you guys are doing very well. And I just want to say first and foremost, thank you so much to all of you that have been showing me so much love on my past couple videos. It feels so good to be back, and I genuinely am thriving off of the support, the love, and the energy that you guys are showing me. You have no idea how incredible it genuinely makes me feel to see so much engagement and things like that. And just so you guys know, like a comment, a like, you know, whatever, it does genuinely go a long way, especially, you know, as an influencer, it definitely does matter when you engage in the content and you share it with a friend. And also, even more, most importantly, it's amazing when we can spread, you know, a message that we really, really like and share it with someone because we care about them. So I just want to say thank you so much. So spring is coming up, guys. March, what is it? It's March. I don't even remember the date, guys, because I always record usually the day ahead. I believe, I don't even want to say the date, actually, because I genuinely don't even know. It's so sad. Okay, whatever. I think it's definitely the 16th. Today's the 16th. Okay, cool. yes. So guys, April is around the corner, okay? And I think that it's so important to think about the value of our energy. How are we expending our energy? What are we placing our energy into? And when I make these episodes, I really do strive my, you know, I try my best to strive to make it as thought-provoking as possible. And whether you're listening to this while you're getting ready for work, or, you know, you're going to the gym, or you are at the gym, or whatever it is, I hope that this definitely, you know, is thought-provoking and that it encourages you and uplifts you and, you know, just overall contributes to your journey to a better you. So when we think about knowing the value of our energy, so many times I don't think enough of us understand the, you know, energy currency, right? Money is currency in general. But we don't understand that a lot of the things that we, you know, give our energy to, a lot of the situations that we entertain are all choices. Now, this is something that I have always believed to be true because I am someone that has always been aware of the fact that relationships, no matter platonic or romantic, are choices. Outside of, you know, your family, obviously you can't choose your the family that you were, you know, raised into. However, you know, the older that you become and the wiser you become, you have the understanding that relationships are choices. And that doesn't mean that because they are choices that it makes it any easier to walk away from. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I think it's important to do, or to start to do, some spring cleaning. You know, when I think about where I spend my energy and just have a moment to yourself, like, have any of you ever gone on a drive? Just a drive, no destination or anything. I actually recently just got back from coming upstate for one of my best friend's birthdays, and just me driving those couple of hours by myself, you know, both going and coming, it really just was beautiful. I was, you know, enjoying the view. I also was listening to some podcasts. I was listening to music. I had the time to just think and just be. All I had to do was just drive and get to my destination safely. And I think it's just so profound, like the simplest things we can implement into our lives that make the biggest impact, whether that's listening to a meditation, whether that's exercising, whether that's, you know, writing down a couple of things, you know, that we are grateful for in our day or in our morning. Like, you have to think about, what can I do to spend my energy the best way possible? Am I spending my energy in the best way possible, or expending my energy in the most efficient way possible? Am I? And I want you guys to actually have an answer for this, because so many times, And I feel led to talk about this so much because I want to drive the point home that I want to make you guys aware of the things that you may be contributing to that are not necessary, that you can eliminate. It may not be easy, but you can eliminate it, and it will then put you back on the track, or beginning to get on track with the things that you want to accomplish in your life. Something about spring in general makes you want to do what? Clean out your closet, you know, maybe, you know, take all the winter stuff out and start to have more, you know, lighter jackets, different color scheme going on, those sort of things. And you sort of clean house when it comes to spring. Something about spring is very, you know, it makes you feel like new beginnings. It makes you feel like you want to, you know, have a refreshing sort of, you want to change your surroundings. You guys catch my drift. So how can we apply that to our emotional well-being? How can we apply that to the people that we are friends with, or even, you know, the relationships, the guys that we are entertaining? How can you clean house? Should you clean house is the first question. And to be quite honest, it really is a yes or a no. And it is quite simple. Now, of course, things that are simple, ironically enough, are they seem so complex because they're hard to do. Why? Because emotions, we have attachments to people. We always think that the situations that we are going through are so complicated and so different and unique, when a lot of the times from an outsider's perspective, they're really not. They're genuinely really not. A lot of the things that we perceive as complex are only complex, or feel complex, only because we are in it. And a lot of the times, things are complex to us when we kind of just want more reasons to stay in something, as opposed to looking for reasons to go. Right? Usually, when it comes to hanging on to a relationship, or, you know, trying to, like, how many times are we going to put ourselves in positions in, you know, entertaining guys, dating guys, being in relationships with people that are performing subpar, and we don't like it, and all we do is, you know, complain to our friends, and then our friends are probably going to get frustrated, of course, because who wants to constantly listen to someone and, you know, offer their advice because you care, and the person isn't taking the advice at all? And it's like, at this point, you just want to be heard to complain, when as you become older, you realize, all right, these are your two options. Either you're going to stay in this, and I'm not saying don't express yourself, but you're going to stay in this and you need to accept what is and say, listen, I am complaining about this, but I'm not ready to change it yet. Acknowledge that first, as opposed to maybe running to your friends all the time when something is going wrong in your relationship with a guy that constantly has proven in multiple ways that he isn't the right person for you, but you're not willing to walk away from it yet. Okay, you have to ask your friends if they won. Even have the bandwidth and the capacity to even take on what it is that you're saying. Because also, yes, sidebar angels, you never know what could be going on in your friend's life. And sometimes, you know, there are times where our friends could have their own sort of day and maybe they're not as vocal about it. And you call them because you're in crisis mode and you're just like, you know, dumping on them immediately and you have no idea how their day went. And I understand you may be in crisis mode. You may be, you know, a little shaken up by maybe something that just happened. But I think it's fair to be like, hey, what's up? How are you? I just want to check in with you really quickly because I just had something happen to me and I just want to make sure that you're okay to listen to what it is that I'm going to say. And then you proceed on. And if that person genuinely is your friend, I'm sure they're going to say like, hey, thank you for, you know, asking. I'm sure they're going to appreciate that. And then they will tell you, hey, yeah, like, what's up? What happened? You know what I mean? I think the only time we feel this sort of guilt of complaining over, you know, about the same situations over and over again is because we really are not looking for a solution. We want someone to feed into or just be a sounding board, basically, to our situation. We don't really want a way out. We want more ways in. You know what I mean? So it's like there's a million reasons to leave, but you just want one reason to stay another time, you know? And how many times do we tell ourselves, okay, well, if he does this one thing, if he does that, okay, if he follows one more girl, okay, right now he's following 120 people. Okay, if tomorrow it goes up and he's following 121, I'm going to be done. Then tomorrow, you see it goes up three more people. He's following now, you know, 124 people. And you tell yourself, I mean, one of the, like, I don't want to assume what's going on because like you honestly just never know. And like, I just don't want to be, and you start to talk yourself out of it. And it's so natural to us that we don't realize that every time we tell ourselves, okay, this is the last thing, this is the next thing. And if he does this and that, and then we literally give ourselves excuses to not believe or follow through with our own word. And the reason why this is so important is because this directly affects how we treat ourselves. If there's one thing that I have learned, angels, if there's one thing that I have learned is that a lot of these situations, relationships that we are in are huge lessons or blessings, but huge lessons for us, meaning they are either mirroring, highlighting, or triggering. It's one of the three, probably more, but just off the top of my head, it's either mirroring, it's teaching us something, okay? It's triggering us. It's doing one of those things. And you have to figure out which one of those is it doing for you? What place does this situation hold in your life? And do you truly feel like it's worth staying in? Clearly, if you are unhappy, I think that's something that you would know. It's really not as complex as we make it seem. It really isn't. Especially if you are... Honestly, any age, really, as long as you are, single, you know, even if you're not, you have no children, you know, with an individual, it does make it, you know, less complicated, I can argue, right, to walk away from a dynamic because you don't have, if you walk away from this person tomorrow, yeah, your feelings may be hurt, your emotions are involved, but you have no permanent ties to this individual. You don't have to keep, you know, communication with them. You don't have to do any of those things. A lot of the things we do really do drain our energy because we are so unfocused because we don't want to take the time to do what? Clean house. A lot of the things we do are distractions. A lot. I think about even for myself, when I'm the most off course, I'm either, you know, filling it with, you know, maybe it could be, reading too. I'm just throwing this out there. Like maybe it could be reading too much. Maybe it could be being on the phone too much, you know, being a listening ear too much to, you know, my friends and things like that. And it's not because I don't love them, but it could be, or maybe I'm dishing out, you know, and expending, you know, a lot of my energy talking to my friends and staying up to date with my friends. And there's nothing, you know, negative about that. However, you have to have clear boundaries of, okay,
I cannot do X and X all day long because I know I have things to do. It's like for me, there's when I think about having a super productive day, I try to like be super present in that feeling and in that moment and almost, you know, sort of encapsulate it where I think to myself, okay, I may not immediately want to do something, but I know that the feeling that I'm going to get after completing it is going to be well worth it. It's like, you know, cooking. Some people, they like to leave the dishes and be like, oh, I just cooked. I don't feel like doing it. Me, I like to clean as I'm cooking. And I even like to, you know, clean fully before I even eat because I know I'm not going to want to do these dishes any more the next day than I am right then and there. And of course, here and there, there are times where I may not even follow my own rules. We are human beings. We are flawed at the end of the day. And with that being said, we have to understand that there will be times where we will mess up. It's okay. But you don't stay in the, you know, the dumps and dwell over and over again when you do possess the power to actually change that. And that's another thing that I feel like I've learned is that you really are your own rescue. You really are. When you start to step into that power and own that power, you realize little subtle ways, little subtle decisions that you can make that can make a huge impact on your life in the grand scheme of things. It may not feel like, you know, you're making much progress. I remember when I first started working out again during the quarantine to, you know, start to lose the quarantine weight, I remember working out. It felt like consistently, and I felt like I wasn't losing any weight literally at all. And all I was doing was, you know, working out. I was making sure that I was eating healthy, and I was kind of like sad and a little discouraged because I was just like, why is this taking so long? And I feel like I'm doing all the right things. And luckily, if you have an accountability partner, that person can, you know, keep pushing you. And even when you don't feel like doing it, you still do it anyway. The point is that making those subtle decisions kept the momentum going. Having an accountability partner also is the catalyst to continue to keep going. And the next thing you know, you turn around and all of a sudden it's like, wow, you start to really see a difference in your body. You start to really see the changes of maybe listening to a meditation every night, maybe writing down one thing even that you are grateful for every single morning. 1 to 3 things that you're grateful for. And being grateful takes you out of comparing yourself to other people, and it makes you grateful for what you have around you. And sometimes when you're really in the dumps, it's hard to, you know, sit here and actually talk about what it is that you're grateful for because you feel like all you think about are the negative things, what's not happening, you know, who has this and that, and et cetera, et cetera. But what is that going to do? Is it going to make you smarter? Is it going to make you fitter? Is it going to make you happier? No. What thinking about those emotions don't do anything positive, literally whatsoever. But there is a certain energy that exudes from anyone that is, to the best of their ability, being present and also being mindful of the things that they are grateful for. So when you turn around and you may not be where you want to be in life, I'm not even where I want to be in life yet. It's like, okay, you have to really start to be mindful, angels. Where are you expending your energy? If you're in high school, you're in college, you have a paper to write. Your priorities are different. You're probably thinking, oh my gosh, what is Jason doing tonight? I can't believe he didn't text me. And unfortunately, your time, like you're spending so much time trying to play the FBI of where is he going? Who is he, you know, Snapchatting and why he ignored your text message since last night and what have you. And it's all this drama that you don't realize it is a choice. And I say that because it does simplify it and it puts things into perspective for you that yes, at the end of the day, it really is a choice. These things are not, you know, happening to you. You can tap out whenever you want. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but you absolutely do have that option there. And many of us are not exploring our options to just tap out, to just leave. when it's necessary. Instead, we don't realize that we, instead of choosing ourselves in a balanced way, we choose other people. We choose other situations. And what we have to learn is we have to leave people for ourselves. We have to leave situations for ourselves. We have to be focused on what we need to do in our lives. We need to do some spring cleaning. We need to say, okay, I need to prepare my exit, okay? This guy has been wasting my time for X amount of, you know, months, telling me in the beginning I'm everything he ever wanted. He does the typical, you know, he gets with me and then stops, you know, all of a sudden becomes busier. He does the whole, you know, maybe I haven't gotten with this guy yet and he's just changing how he's behaving and he's acting super inconsistent. And it's like, I'm telling myself I'm not going to be bothered by it, but I'm still contributing to, you know, seeing what he's doing on social media. And that is like, oh God, that is just a killer right there. When I tell you guys that keeping up with people, guys on social media, if there's one thing I can suggest, and I know it sounds odd, but I honestly want to say, maybe if you can even get one of your friends to follow this guy, maybe instead of you, someone obviously that you trust, or maybe, because a lot of us do, maybe you have a Finsta. Maybe follow him on the Finsta, and that way following him on the Finsta that you have access to would essentially feel the exact same actually as you following them. But the reason why I say that is because I think on online dating, I notice a lot of guys, they want to ask for your Instagram and things like that. And I know for me specifically, that always has been something I have been uncomfortable with. Just considering what I do, I don't want anyone to kind of, you know, form an opinion about me by trying to study me online. You know, studying anyone and forming your own theories about an individual are not usually the most accurate because you don't truly know the individual. You only know what that individual is putting out there, and you can draw your own conclusions. And sometimes it's inaccurate. It really is. And the last thing you want is someone, you know, that you're dating looking to your job. Like, imagine checking in with your job and trying to formulate opinions about you based on that. It's uncomfortable. And so anyways, a lot of guys, they like to, you know, hurry up. Oh, can I get your Instagram? And then let's just talk on here. It's easier. And it's like, no, actually talking on the app was easier than me giving any personal information. Like, because at best, we'll end up following each other anyway if it means something. At worst, we avoid following each other, which is great. And we probably will stop talking. And now I don't have to go through seeing you on my feed and feeling awkward if I unfollow you, or worrying about when you're going to unfollow me, or worry about you viewing my stories and you and I haven't spoken in weeks. And now I'm just like, you know, feeling weird, like, ew, why did you hit me up, you know, in the beginning just to ask me for my Instagram and we don't even speak anymore. Like, just to avoid that whole thing, I think that makes logical sense to just stop following every single person that you're meeting immediately on social media. I know we have this innate curiosity to always see what people are doing, especially when you first meet them. And take it from me, someone that definitely used to be like this, where it's like, when I meet someone, it's like, I want to know everything about them. And the older that I've become, I don't know, I sort of got super comfortable with knowing and trusting myself enough to know that whatever I need to know is going to come to the light. You know what I mean? Whatever, I don't want to know so much about something, because sometimes, and let's be real, you spend so much energy studying someone, it does remove the mystery. And it kind of sometimes self-sabotages you, because let's say you are following this guy and you weren't really, you know, that much paying attention to him. All of a sudden you go to his Instagram, you see that he has like a super nice car. He, you know, is a business owner. He has like a nice house, all these things. Like, you know, he has a, you know, the cutest dog ever. You're tapping into these things and you're like, wow, this is something that I really like. And of course we all want successful individuals, yada, yada, yada. But you waste so much energy and, you know, telling yourself how much you like that person based off of what they're posting on Instagram, and whether it is theirs or not, or whatever, what have you. And it removing that mystery sort of puts in your mind like, okay, now I need this person to like me because I already looked them up and I know what they are, you know, bringing to the table. So I want, you know, I need to come up with a game plan so I make sure they like me so that I can, you know, experience these things with this individual. And the reason why I think that is self-sabotaging a lot of times is because when you don't know certain things sometimes, you know, meaning like, of course, you should, by this point, be able to tell the difference between somebody that, you know, is kind of dusty versus someone that isn't. So this is what I'm speaking to, the girls that can make this, you know, differentiation, I guess, for lack of a better word. For me, I know that's the case. I trust the people that I, you know, encounter because I trust myself. I know for a certain fact that I don't have to worry about, man, is this guy going to have this and that? Because I know that I'm going to attract that. And I can tell at this point. And being that I am someone that is successful, I'm searching obviously for the same thing. And it's an energy that's almost inexplicable. You know what I mean? Anyways, I say all that to say this. When you're studying someone, you kind of craft a plan. Come on, ladies, we know how we are, where it's like, okay, I see he has this, I see he has that. Yeah, I need to make sure that I solidify this. And instead of organically going about it, you start to ignore red flags because you already figured out the job this guy has, maybe how much money he has, and your motivation sort of changes. So instead of you just actually looking at this individual, you impress yourself with whatever this individual is showing. And now you have a higher potential of ignoring his character because of the fact that you like his online presence, if that makes sense. So I know a lot of us tend to do these things. And all I'm saying is I personally don't think it's a good idea. I like knowing as little as possible about someone, you know, obviously, this person, you know, you want to make sure people are not, you know, they don't have some sort of criminal record or whatever the case is. But, you know, in a normal circumstance, okay, it's best to just literally organically get to know someone. Because I think about myself and I think about, now, imagine a guy, you know, finding me or something like that on social media and being like, wow, like I always wanted to date someone that, you know, is a YouTuber. So and then all of a sudden, like, I'm thinking maybe this individual likes me, but this individual, honestly, because they liked what they saw, maybe they are really impressed by that. They are sort of becoming who they think that I would want to be with, as opposed to just being their genuine selves. And I know it sounds, you know, easier said than done. You know, it's like, well, why would it stop you from being yourself? It's because it actually does. If you know that you like something that someone has and you like a certain lifestyle that they have, you want to do anything naturally for that individual to like you. Because one, we are human beings. We want people to like us regardless. But when we see a reason to be liked, we're definitely going to start tapping into that. And we're going to want to stick around for that. And when you do things like that, you are going to ignore red flags. Your motivation is different. I'm telling you, this is genuinely what I believe it is. And it's all this energy that you are spending on, you know, trying to be, you know, who you think this guy wants in order for you to obtain, you know, a certain relationship with that individual. And what if it doesn't go your way literally at all? Still, despite you even, you know, trying to approach it from a calculating perspective, then what happens? What are you going to do then? So it's like, I personally think when it comes to social media, maybe, again, this is arbitrary. If you're not someone that takes social media serious, then okay, do whatever you want to do. But if you are someone that social media is something where it's a place where you post, you know, of course, your best moments like everyone else, why would you genuinely want every single person that, you know, you encounter to follow you on Instagram, especially when you may have zero relation to that person? Like, again, for example, what about the guy that you may have exchanged Instagrams with from, you know, let's say, I don't know, what's an online dating website? Like Tinder. I'm just throwing this out there. Let's say you exchange Instagrams with someone from Tinder. Next thing you know, you guys start talking on Tinder DM. On Instagram DM. Oh my God, I literally have no idea what I'm saying. On Instagram DM. And then you guys, let's say 2 weeks later, you guys just completely stop talking. Now you follow this guy back, he's popping up on your feed, and it kind of just easily can turn into a breadcrumbing dynamic where it's like he now responds here and there to your stories, and, you know, it just really just deduces the dynamic. And I'm not saying this is going to be the case for every single person, obviously, but it can be the case for a lot of people. I know for a fact a lot of people can definitely relate to this. And so it's just important to be able to, again, know how you are expending your energy, because the more bored you are, the more idle you are. Okay, first you need to identify why. Why am I bored? What am I ignoring? Do I actually have things that I have to do? And I'm guaranteeing a lot of us actually do, whether it's homework we're ignoring, that paper, the test that you need to study for, whether it's checking in, you know, certain emails for your job, whether it's a promise that you made to yourself, which is even more important, like, okay, I'm going to read for 5 to 10 minutes, you know, daily, or every other day, or I'm going to, do a morning run for, you know, 15 minutes or a morning jog, or I'm going to go to, you know, the gym and do whatever it is. If you're ignoring that, how you treat yourself, angels, is a huge, huge factor. It plays a huge factor in what behaviors we accept from other people. Because even think about it on the basic level of, okay, let's say you're very happy with your job and, you know, you make decent money and you're comfortable with living and you buy yourself, you know, kind of whatever you want because you can and it's your money and it's your, you know, yeah, it's your money. and then let's say you encounter a guy who is telling you, oh, I don't really believe in, you know, a guy paying for a girl because I just think it's all about equality. And I honestly feel like everything should be split in 50, whatever, that nonsensical nonsense. You're going to feel like, okay, there's no way that I find myself worthy of spending money on and you don't. That's not aligned with my expectations for what I want in an individual. So I'm not going to accept this because I treat myself very well. So I'm not going to accept you not even doing that. It's not a thing for me. So if you are in a situation where maybe you're lost, and that's where we learn the greatest lessons, believe me, when you're lost, you have no sense of direction in your life and you're just, you know, using all of these distractions and these voids. Okay, and you're entertaining so many different situations, or maybe you're engaging in a lot of senseless gossip and you, whatever it is that isn't focusing on what you need to focus on, fulfilling your purpose, discovering your purpose for yourself, you're going to constantly come across people that are going to ignore the things that you want as well, because you are ignoring you. I believe this wholeheartedly, okay? The more whole you become as an individual, you do attract better people. Doesn't mean that once you feel the work is done, that all of a sudden you're going to meet Mr. Right. It's not something you plan for, but you will start to see a dramatic difference in the type and the quality of people that you are attracted to, that you actually entertain, because you have the understanding, like, look, I took the road less traveled. A lot of people don't do the self-work, the genuine self-healing. And I took that route. And I did not take all this time to build myself up, build my confidence up, discover my purpose, you know, become, you know, aligned with myself to deal with the same stuff I used to deal with, to, you know, to accept, you know, guys that are just pointless, that are doing the bare minimum, because I don't do the bare minimum for myself. So it's become so much easier from a foundational standpoint to not accept certain behavior and to not entertain and waste your energy on certain situations, because it takes a lot of energy to recover from engaging in those situations longer than you should. It's there's always collateral damage, you know, from entertaining something too long, always. You know, you have to go through missing them. You have to go through maybe figuring out how, depending on how things ended, you know, how you're going to get over it. Maybe it whatever. There's always some sort of collateral damage. And then there's a reflection. And then there's how you're going to utilize whatever the lesson was to make yourself a better person. How are you expending your energy? Spring is coming up. It's time to do some spring cleaning. Even unfollowing people on Instagram that are not contributing to anything great. And yeah, maybe sometimes that may be some of your own friends. If those are some of your own friends, well, cool. You have the option, not cool really, but you guys understand what I'm saying. You have the option to mute that person. So maybe it's like, okay, it's going to be very uncomfortable if you just outright unfollow them, right? Instagram offers a mute option where you'll still follow that individual, but they will never show up on your feed. It's great. Utilize that feature because I do get it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, yes, unfollow them all. It's so easy. It's a choice. Like, no, it's not that simple, especially as it pertains to platonic, you know, friendships and whatever the case is. It does feel very complex, and it is. It is for sure. I will actually genuinely say that. Yeah, just mute them. Mute that individual. Protect your peace, have boundaries, you know, tally up how you're spending your energy and really actually start to implement healthy ways to spend your energy and take notice of how you're doing it too. Because this is genuinely going to make the biggest impact on your life. It has for me. Like, as I learn things, I tell you guys. And this is one of the biggest things that I've learned. You know, I know that it feels so much better to just get something done than to just sit on it, procrastinate. And it doesn't mean that still there aren't days where I do procrastinate, but it's like, you ever have a productive like week or even day and it's like you just want to keep that momentum going. Just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And it's an uphill battle where I always say you fail and then you just keep failing forward. You just keep getting up and you're going to fail in a different way every time where you're not going to have the same sort of days, you know, unproductive days like maybe you used to or whatever, in whatever area it is that you experience, you know, a negative emotion or you have some sort of, you know, battle with something. It does get better with time. It really, really does. When I first discovered meditation and things like that, I couldn't get myself to be consistent with it. And as I just kept on planting the seeds, it became a part of my literal daily life. When I first did it, I even felt bad, like, oh, like, why can't I just, you know, why couldn't I just stick to this? Or if I start out, you know, writing something in a journal, and then it's like I miss a day, and then a day becomes 2 days, and 3 days, and then a week, and then a month, and then next thing I know, I'm not touching the thing literally at all. And then I just get down on myself, like, oh my gosh, I couldn't even do this. Pick an area, be consistent with it, just one thing, that's it. And you may mess up, you may be inconsistent here or there, but just keep still striving. Just keep going. Don't be downing yourself. It's like, for the best example I could give, the best two examples, if you are on watching your diet and you eat, you know, a cheat meal or whatever the case is, are you going to continue to eat cheat meals for the rest of the week? Because it's like, all right, I already screwed up. I might as well just work out next week. A lot of us do. Let's not lie. Or how is that any different? Or how is that any different from dropping your phone? Are you going to keep on slamming your phone on the ground until it breaks? Because, well, you already dropped it, so you might as well keep dropping it till it breaks. Yeah, it's the same principle. It's not an excuse to just all of a sudden fall off the bandwagon and do whatever it is that you want to do. And I want to say, there will be times where you're like, screw it. I honestly just can't anymore. I literally can't. And you're a little negative and downing yourself. It happens. But after that, and when that passes, get back up, get back on the horse and start riding. That's how it goes, angels. Think about how you are expending your energy. It is time to do some spring cleaning, okay? Spring is approaching. So I hope that you angels have enjoyed this episode. I will see you guys. I'll speak to you guys in my next podcast. If you guys haven't checked out my podcast collab already, I did a podcast with my friend Nicole. I will actually post it in the description box below of this. And I was a guest on her podcast. I believe it's called Vibing in Valentino, and I had so much fun with it. So if you guys have any more extra time, I would definitely check that out. And I can't wait to see you guys actually in my next upload. Again, thank you so much for all the engagement and all the love. Okay, angels, I love you, and I will speak to you guys next week. Mwah.